I don't think anyone should be surprised by the kind of cynical and heartless reaction of the Trump regime to Khashoggi's assassination. You know, it falls in line with everything that the U.S. government stands for and has done, this kind of dual fascination with human rights in other people's countries when they're not allies, to not giving a damn about, you know, shooting cops shooting people dead on their own streets, and the murder and mayhem caused by their allies in their own countries. It's part and parcel of how empire works, and Saudi Arabia, of course, is no exception, and Khashoggi is no exception. This is just the way things are done. It's, of course, crude and barbaric the way Trump phrases it, but it really is just how any U.S. president would react in this situation, to put a price on it and say it's not worth it. You know, it conjures up images of Madeleine Albright saying it was worth it, you know, to that even though 500,000 children died and the sanctions on Iraq, it was worth it. And, you know, Trump saying it's not worth it, you know, to lose this $110 billion arms deal. And then go on and brag about how which was a record, you know. First of all, the ghoulish specter of arms, you know, like it's like as if you're selling pancakes or ingots, you know, or you're selling death machines to rain hell and fire down on Yemeni children and threaten Iran and everything else under the sun. But it's you might as well be. It's just another business deal. You know, it's pretty repulsive. But then you notice, which I think is important and usually again unsaid, except that you know, Trump is such a blowhard and an idiot that he just he'll just say whatever comes into his head, and what he's like a Rorschach test for the goals of empire. What did he say? He said we can't lose this $110 billion because, you know, what then? Who's, you know, China's going to get that money or Russia's going to get that money? So he either unwittingly or not, it's hard to tell with this guy. But this is the U.S.'s position on everything. It's all about China and Russia, containing and fighting Russia and China. So the entire establishment is called to command performance on demonizing anything and everything that has to do with China and Russia, and of course Iran and anyone else who wants to go their own way, and to completely ignore anything on any blood on the hands of their trusted allies. And KSA has been useful to the U.S. forever, since its establishment. It was established for that purpose. And then, you know, if you bin Laden, who came out of Saudi Arabia and the Carter and Brzezinski's arming of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan and the creation of a global militarized Islamic jihad, all comes out of the U.S.-Saudi connection. So this is like a monster machine that is going on and like ruining the world for a couple generations now. So why why would this journalist change that at all? It's repulsive and sad, but it also is exactly how this works. And as China and Russia are cooperating more and presenting more of a united front, the empire is baring its teeth and showing its fangs a little more, because they're circling the drain and they know it.